This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I know y'all seen the Megan Good and Jonathan Majors video by now. First, I'd like to clear up what everyone made it out to be is not true. Michael Ealy actually greeted Majors first, and if you look at the video, you can see his arms leaving from him to Megan. But people don't care about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. However, Ealy still is a slight light savage with this one. No man should lift my woman off her feet other than myself, her pops, or brothers. Everyone else, only handshakes and side hugs are acceptable. And if my lady don't hit some evasive moves to avoid someone from improperly greeting or touching her in front of me, or not in front of me, there are some things that will have to be addressed. Y'all can call me whatever you want, but no other man supposed to be breast to breast with my woman. But trust, I will apply correction to the man who violated in the moment as well. Because some men definitely will try to be passive aggressive, slick with your lady, and behind your back embellish some things on how they supposedly got a hold on your chick or can do some things with her even if she is with you. The same rules apply for me. You have to avoid things that can embarrass your partner. If you think something is innocent, you still have to consider the optics and how this may impact your man or woman. It's not worth disrupting the peace at home. But what are you guys' thoughts on this? You think I'm tripping? You think the men that got a problem with it are just self-conscious and not confident in themselves?